they weren't.
No.
Hello and welcome to Balls Out No Flops for a roundup of round seven, what's been happening in the greatest game of all, NRL, this week. And looking forward, we're going to do our Balls Out No Flops, Ray's soft cock assessment. I can't think of anyone better than Ray to present that. Hip drops and hair pulls, Dragons interchange, Whiten, tactics with Ray, Nico for president, Judas Roosters, and a chess-like compromise. Welcome, hey.
You're like a European DJ, mate. You
were there. Fucking applause for that.
Seamless.
On point.
After 100 and how many episodes?
Well, 114, apparently.
That was the greatest introduction of anything ever.
Yeah? Good, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
114th time lucky.
Yeah. That's same as my love life. Yeah, how are we, boys? I mean, we all met up yesterday for the... for the annual weekly Coogee romp.
No one turned up.
No one turned up. Well,
pansies.
The two yoga girls.
The two yoga girls. They did turn up. Yeah.
They might have been warming up to fighters.
Yeah.
But God, what a warm up.
Shout out to the yoga girls.
Yeah. That was, I don't know. It seemed like if you believe in, well, not the multiverse, but if you believe that the world is, what's the thing I'm looking for? The Bostrom theory.
Bostrom theory.
This is the effect the yoga girls had on us.
The world is a matrix, okay?
We had some mushroom coffee this morning.
We did.
So. Well, that's, yeah. I'm starting to feel a bit funny. But you
good.
Know.
Yeah, it's good mushroom coffee. Get on it. I recommend everyone. So, all right. How are we all? We're all good?
I'll let you know in about 20 minutes. And
okay. Yeah. Well, let's do it then.
Oh, look at this. Now you listen, and you listen good. Because this is how it's going to be. You're either balls out or a flop. Those are your choices. You don't like it? Well, that's too bad. You'll get a football in the back of your head.
Balls out of flop. What's it gonna be?
Deep in Sopranos at the moment. Fucking Richie Aprile's just come back in. Oh, my God. What a Richie.
Scene. What a scene.
Richie and Janice together.
Yep.
Yes. Fucking, you know, compound. Can you compound evil any more than that?
Janice.
Love it. Love it. Such a good show.
Mm.
You know who hasn't seen it? Duke Hendricks hasn't watched The Sopranos.
You're kidding.
Oh, my God.
You're kidding. He hasn't
watched one episode.
Wow.
I told him. I said, that's my fucking flop to Duke Hendricks. Fucking watch The Sopranos. It is.
What's his excuse? He's got to have an excuse.
I don't know.
That's terrible. Come on, mate.
His excuse for not watching Mad Men is he doesn't like Don Draper. Suits.
Doesn't like Don Draper. No.
Well, doesn't like. What's his name?
John Hamm.
John Hamm, yeah.
Ah, okay. Bit too clean cut for him.
But you start watching it.
He likes
he's fucking everyone and taking drugs and getting pissed. And
he's more a John Halal man.
That's good. John Baker. All right, so straight over to Ray.
My big flop is the crackdown. I'm sick of it. Every year there's a bloody crackdown. I've had enough, mate. The crackdown on the play the balls, that was one that lasted for a few rounds. The worst one was touching refs. That was ridiculous. The magic round last year was ruined because of the fucking high shot, you know, sin binning and everything like that. And then, you know, 3-4 weeks later, it's all back to normal again.
Touching refs.
Do you remember that one? Oh, you don't remember that one?
I remember. Who was touching?
I remember grooming refs, but not touching.
That was the most bullshit. We were doing slow motion replays on players brushing up against the ref, and then they're getting fucking weeks off.
Straight to the jizz bin. So, mate, you brush up against the ref, straight to the jizz bin.
How about a crackdown on poor refereeing decisions? How about a fucking crackdown on the draw? How about a crackdown on those stupid forward passes? How about a crackdown on the administration overall?
Oh, man.
I'm sick of it.
Amen.
All right, seriously.
I agree with all those things,
Mushrooms are kicking in here. So.
He's preaching.
That fucking draw, man. That draw has just railed south.
They're going this fucking hip drop bullshit now and everything. Sin bins galore. Like, you know, in 4 or 5 rounds, they're going to stop it and everything's just going to go back to normal. Why do it? Whose idea is it that thinks that these crackdowns work? Like, seriously. I think
society.
Yeah. They think they have to be seen as doing something, I think. We have to look like we're doing something.
Then it stops like 4 or 5 rounds later. Like,
because they think
the
average rugby league fan is an idiot.
Oh, right? They think the players are idiots as well.
Well, okay.
Well.
So do I.
But I'm just sick of it, mate. Like, we know what's going on now because every year they do it and they've tried to not call it a crackdown this time around. But we know in 5, 6 rounds, the hip drop thing is just going to be something of the past and we're going to continue on. It's just bullshit, man. Stop ruining these early games.
You know what the opposite of a crackdown is?
What is it?
A crack up.
Mm-hmm. Crack up.
You've often been described as that, haven't you? That Ray Carney is a real crack up.
And just quickly, balls out to, doesn't happen very often, but Phil Gould. I'm just really loving the shit he's coming out with, to the point where the NRL investigating whether or not he should, you know, like, delete his Twitter and shit like
this
that, because he's telling the truth.
Yeah, this is interesting.
He's telling the truth, man. You got
but
the other.
I see what they're saying, because he is the general manager of my club.
Yeah.
He's not. He's part of. Would we be happy if Bellamy was talking like that?
No, but what he's saying is not clubs related. It's about the game and where the game is, tackle technique and all that sort of stuff.
I have listened to him the odd time, and he just conveniently. And I'm, you know, a Bulldogs fan for decades. He conveniently just leaves Bulldogs out of these conversations.
Yeah, he has to.
Well, he has to, but then everyone's like, he's scattergunning. So he was very outspoken about the Suaalii signing in rugby.
Yep. Which is true.
Yeah.
Which is true. He was on point with that.
He's not in the same position he was. He's not just media anymore, but he's pretending he is. Mm.
Well, that's true.
He's the only one that's, like, in his words, sticking up for the game, because you've got the other dickhead on the other end, Paul Kent, who is just constantly whinging and moaning about this concussion stuff and all of that. And Gould is just standing up for the game like the game we love. Paul Kent called you and you a redneck a few weeks ago.
Mm.
Morning, you remember that? He called you specifically a redneck.
I don't know. I can see my neck. That's what I'd like to inquire.
He's right.
Inquire.
I'm not going
to
argue.
He's said there's a redneck element to the game, blah, blah, blah. Mate, we know rugby league. You're not the only one that fucking knows rugby league, Paul Kent. And I know what I like in the game.
What's his agenda, though? That's the thing.
It's like what Gould's saying.
It's just to be arbitrary, right?
Clickbait at the cost of the game.
He's just really taking this hardline stance on, you know, the game cracking down on all of these tackles and all that. But like Gould says, where do you see the game? Like, what's going to happen? Is it going to get to the point where we're going to kick the ball and then the chase is going to have to stop and wait for the fullback to catch the ball and then make the tackle? So you can't even go hard in anymore.
Pressure,
You can't. You can't do that with a halfback anymore. You can't do it anywhere. Accidents happen.
The game is changing dramatically. I remember reading George Piggins' book years ago. This was years ago. And he said that the game has turned into like a hard game of touch.
Yes.
But you're taking this from the man who's, there's a picture of him and Malcolm really on the ground with their thumbs in each other's eye.
Yep.
Make me horny.
Yeah. So, I mean, we did need to move on from that.
Yes, that's right. There's
a
balance.
Where we're at, I kind of agree.
Morten,
you were saying something yesterday about the target zone being between the...
Mm. So they've done this big study in New Zealand, this university, for 3 or 5 years.
Well, there's universities in New Zealand?
Yeah, there's I guess.
Okay.
Agricultural university.
Yeah, sheep husbandry. They studied both amateur and pro rugby union and came up with a startling conclusion that the only place you can be hit Well, the best place to be hit and not get a concussion is between the hips and the chest.
Mm. That's why I've said this.
So they're going to trial this in some rugby tournament in Darwin.
Right.
Can you imagine, like, rugby normally has about 78 penalties a game. Can you imagine how many penalties are going to be in this
game? I didn't even think they tackled in rugby.
Well, see, this is the thing. We're taking the legs out now, too, because you got the hip drop. But no one knows what the hip drop is.
Yep. And Gould made a good point about tackling around the legs. It's such a disadvantage now, because if you tackle around the legs, you have to slide out from the side and then make your way back. Yeah, you can't get to marker quickly. So it's
Yeah, you see guys do classic around the legs, cut them down tackles, and then that's a quick play to ball and you're screwed because there's no marker.
Yep.
Grass tackle, I used to call it. Ray Rabbits Warren.
I won Gould versus Kent national debate.
Octagon.
I want a serious debate between the two. I really want them to send for the good of the game. Like one
that's
end
not
of
a bad
the scale.
Idea,
send there pay-per-view. and just talk it out, man, and just get to the bottom of this shit, because where we're headed is fucking terrible.
I'd watch that. That's pay-per-view.
Oh, two hour debate.
There'll have to be a break in the middle.
Jelly wrestling break. Not then.
Yoga break. Could
yoga.
You?
Beach yoga, yoga break. Break.
Yeah. Beach yoga break. We didn't finish the beach yoga story. That a young beach yogurist decided to go for a swim.
Yeah.
At the end of their yoga session, looked across at your three podcasters, and then decided to get someone to look after their goods while they're in the water.
Yeah, that was weird. But Duke was there too, and I think looking at Duke's head, it's just like that was incredible. All right,
balls out of flops.
Balls out of flops.
Warden.
Warriors.
I'm done.
Warriors.
Balls out.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They're sort of relevant.
John Shaunson, mate.
Yes.
Isn't he doing something?
Joey Johnson.
John Shaunson. You know I can't say that. My brain just can't flip it. It doesn't work. They're killing it. Webster. Yeah. Andrew Webster, who I thought wrote for the Herald, but coaches the fucking Warriors.
Yeah, so right. What's his background?
He was at the Tigers. Mm. Then he went to Penrith.
They let him go.
Now.
No.
They're 5 wins and 2 losses. They have beaten the Tractors twice, the Dogs, the Knights.
Okay.
So, you know, the Sharks. Okay. They beat the
but
Sharks.
But generally, they would have lost all those.
Okay.
But they, now we're but getting they're to the also, bottom. They do seem to be playing with a little more grit and discipline.
They've got more oomph.
Mm. Yeah.
Would you say oomph?
They've channeled.
Say it.
Oomph.
They've channeled their oomph.
I got the.
Yeah.
It's channeled oomph.
Yeah.
That's what they've done.
So he's.
I've been trying to channel for years, mate. It's hard.
Now, I want to give my balls out because they play the Storm this week, so I'm getting in before that.
Yeah, right.
That's
but
a good
It's clash. Been a resurrection, funnily enough, resurrection of John Shaunson, hasn't it? He has been playing unbelievable football.
He has.
But let's remember, this is a team that for the last few years has been playing, living in another country, playing out of home.
That's true.
There are family implications. Mate, this is the first time they've been settled in a while, right?
Maybe that's the making of them.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Do they have
Dylan Walker? He's been playing fucking unreal football.
He's all right.
Yeah.
He's doing well for them. They use him really well. He's running 5'8".
So now shaved his head with a beard. He looks like Zangief.
They got the former Lime Arrow.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Do they have Kmart in New Zealand? Because I know in Australia, that's where they spent most of their time. They went to Kmart quite a bit.
They've got an excellent outlet. Shout out to our Kiwi listeners. Pack and Save.
Oh, really?
Like discount, sounds like Costco.
Yeah, discount grocery. Pack and Save.
Pack it yourself.
Every time I've been there, big fan of Pack and Save. Big fan of the people who shop and pack and save. Sometimes when I have nothing to do, I just go to Pack and Save.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you pack and save?
I
want to
go.
Yeah.
Is it true to the name?
Yeah.
Do you have to pack your own
little bakery and shit.
Oh,
pack and save.
I'm going to Costco tomorrow.
You can just look at someone and say, trolley joust, and you just get to the end of the aisle and you just run with your trolley and smash into them.
Wow. Jesus.
Pack and save.
That could be fucking dangerous.
As you can imagine, in some parts of New Zealand, I was way out of my weight range.
Mm.
Like, way out.
You were packing shit.
I had to put Junior Morton in the trolley for some weight.
Okay, interesting.
So Warriors.
Warriors.
Enjoy
agreed.
Enjoy it while it's there. I'm not saying it's going to last.
And they played the Knights, and the Knights are going all right.
The Knights
so
are going well.
I think the shit teams aren't as shit, so you've got to give it to them. Well, Cowboys are shit.
Yeah.
They're a flopping. They're shit.
They're flopping.
That's my
like,
prediction.
They're flopping like a
remember that.
Fish, like a river mullet.
Well, they've lost twice to the Warriors. They lost to the Bulldogs. So they're
How are teams playing each other twice already?
Man, Uncle, can I talk about this? This is my flop, the fucking draw.
flop.
We are playing, Souths are playing the Panthers this week, tomorrow night, for the second time. That's round seven. Then we're playing the Broncos, okay, who are coming first. Then we're playing, so that's round eight. And round nine, we're playing the Storm. Again, second time. Don't tell me someone's not there that has manipulated that with a fucking agenda. That's putting all those fucking teams.
That's pretty bad. Panthers and Storm twice.
In the first 10 rounds. Get fucked. It's not. That's fucking crazy shit.
Can we have
shit.
It again?
Man, that's fucked up.
That's terrible.
Yeah, like, all right, South, I don't often get take your side on this. You've had so far. Yell out when you get an easy game. Sharks, Penrith, Roosters, Manly, Storm, Bulldogs. There's your easy game. Dolphins, not an easy game, but.
No, but would have been easy
and as you said,
before
Panthers,
the season.
Broncos, Storm. You get the West Tigers in round 11. By round 11, you've played the Bulldogs and the Tigers, and the rest of your games are top teams.
Yeah. It's
Dolphins
insane,
and Broncos.
We got that. You got Para.
Yeah. See, if we can take.
And then Raiders.
Yeah.
Woo. We should be going to that. Lock it in.
We are.
27th of May, Saturday night.
We are.
We'll get on that.
All right. Let's do it.
Let's
get on the mushrooms. But what I'm saying, that can really fuck up your season. If we can get, if out of Penrith, Broncos and Storm, if we can jag two wins, I will be fucking over the moon.
We might.
We're starting to hit form. And I'll tell you what.
It'd be great if you could fuck over the moon.
Yeah. I could fuck over the moon.
That'd be great.
Dark side of the moon.
Yeah. That's what my ass is.
Michael Collins. I was listening to a podcast about Michael Collins, you know, when they went up in Apollo 11.
Yeah.
And Buzz and Neil get out.
Yeah.
He's the guy who goes.
He's got to stay in.
So is that the loneliest in, or is that the, like, he's just on the, he's literally going around the dark side of the moon in a tin can in 1969 on his own. Ground this is a fascinating. This is some fascinating shit.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
It would have been better if he just disappeared.
I imagine
if he went around the dark side of the moon and just disappeared.
And just left them stranded.
Yeah, that'd be the best.
Isn't he the one that's talking all the alien stuff as well now?
There's yeah,
he's
is.
Yeah. He was on his own on the dark side of the moon, just floating in 1969.
Yeah.
What would you do?
You reckon he had a wank?
I'd have a wank.
Yeah, have a wank.
Yeah, I'd probably play a bit of Tetris afterwards. I would go
the main window. Not to cheapen the whole, you know, achievement of the pinnacle of humankind. But, I mean, you're there. You're by yourself. It's dark. What else are you going to do?
That big window overlooking the Earth.
Flop just, it out.
Yeah.
You're looking at the whole planet.
Do a multiple things, just slap it up against the fucking window when you're done too.
And then as you come back around and Neil and Buzz go, what have you been up to? No, nothing.
Okay. So we'd have a wank. It's decided.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I wouldn't have minded like a packet of gravity-defying chips or something while I was on my own, just sitting looking out the window.
Well, you saw what happened in The Simpsons.
Yes, yes.
They got into the instruments.
How do we get on to him?
Doesn't matter. Let's move on.
You're listening to Balls Out No Flops. Hit us up with one of those dang email things at ballsoutnoflops@gmail.com.
All right. Soft cock assessment by the greatest of all soft cocks, Ray Carney. Here we go. What do you got, son?
This is a trend that's been happening in our game again. Players staying down. For the penalty. Usually now, like for hip drop now, they might get a little brush on the back of their calves and then they stay down and the agony they're in. And then the player that's done the tackle unfortunately gets put in the bin while the diver gets on playing on. So my theory is, or my system is, that the diver should be sent to the sheds for a soft cock assessment.
Oh, yeah.
And in the sheds.
Who's doing that?
Well, in the sheds, you've got, let's say, Spud, Sam Burgess, Tuvey. They sit around there.
Jesus. Yeah, sit like in that. A you've circle. Got a small man as well. You've mixed that up.
You've got a circle, and then you have to sit there and watch the replay with them. and then they have to decide whether you're a soft cock or not.
Can we get Ronnie Gibbs in there?
You can get it changes week to week.
Shout out, he was at the game at Mudgee the other week, Ronnie Gibbs, remember Rambo?
Yeah.
And then they sit there and you've got to watch the replay with them. And if they call you a soft cock, you're not getting back on the field.
Les Davidson, we'll get him there.
Ray Price, you can get a run.
And then it gets announced in the stadium. So no, Jerry Evans, you're a soft cock, you're not coming back.
Okay, so no actual cock inspection.
No, well,
you know. Is it like an S? It just comes up. Cherry Evans comes up on the screen.
Soft cock.
SCF. Yeah. Soft cock failure.
Failure. Okay, yeah. And he's out. He's not playing the rest of the game.
Oh, because,
well,
there you go.
Oh, so it'd be on. A SCAF. Soft cock assessment failure.
Ah, SCAF.
If you're going to lay down, you're going to have the big boys come and check you out to make sure that you're a real man. And if you're not, you're not coming back out. That's the soft cock assessment.
There's nothing even remotely wrong with that.
No, I think the way the
I'd love to
going.
Argue with anything you say.
Can
but
it
after
be
my mushroom coffee, clarity.
Of course, it can be clarity.
So they put that in a box in a corner for us?
Yeah, they put it in the box and then you can see while the game's going, you know, Sam Birds so is just laughing at him.
Yeah, I want a revolving camera, but as they come in for the assessment, I want the camera to be behind Rambo, Sam, at all.
Yeah.
And so as Cherry Evans walks in, we can see his face as he confronts them.
And a big slap on the back of the head once he's known as a soft cock and just shove him away.
Yeah, Bellamy's retiring next year.
Could he be
the head of soft cock assessment? He'd be the go-to guy.
He'd be
your media head.
He'd give you a big spray as well.
Yep.
He'd be being the HSCA, head of soft cock assessment.
Fucking oath. I think soft cock assessment has got legs.
Yeah.
Well, it's just the only way, mate. If you're going to stay down... You got to get off and get an assessment.
Now, if you found to be a soft cock, I understand you sit out the game. Do you then have to go to a Tuesday night soft cock tribunal?
Yeah.
Judiciary?
Or like
what's the most soft cock night of the week? Probably is Tuesday, isn't it?
Tuesday.
Yeah, there's nothing going on Tuesday.
You're
not getting any action. You're not
eating
good.
That's why they got half-price movies.
Yeah. Half-price movie, half-price tacos.
Yeah.
And you go out.
What? It's fucking, that's the most soft cock day. Fuck off Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I'm going from Monday straight to Wednesday. Tuesday can get fucked.
And you go out with a team on the weekend. They're allowed to drink. You're not allowed because you're a soft cock.
Good. Yeah. Good. Write it down.
I'm writing it
Lloyd,
down.
Write it down.
I'm just writing fuck off Tuesday.
Put it on our letter to Abdo. Hate that fucker.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the way it's got to be, mate. Otherwise, we're going to have these fucking diving again. Come on, man.
It's not soccer.
It's terrible. Like Cherry Evans on the weekend, seriously, he's come out. He's blatantly said he's diving. Just get up, mate.
We got to make sure. We should. This is when to trial it. Anzac round.
Yes.
Because the Anzacs died for our sins or something.
Yep.
Didn't they?
I think so.
They went out, you know, they fought for our way of life, and for Britain's way of life. And you know, they were tough guys. They tough hombres. We sent them out
there.
Rugby
league ethos, that's what they had.
Yeah.
Rugby league ethos.
And if the hand gesture for soft cock from the ref is just to grab the balls. Grab the balls.
Now,
not the pat on the head, like the normal head.
What if Itachi sees it? What if Belinda Sharp sees it? She'll have to hold the flag down there, right? Hold the flag down there.
And touch it, yeah.
Soft cock.
Now, as you know, Larry, we're thinking of doing a remake of the 1981 Peter Weir movie, Gallipoli.
Yeah. We were thinking of doing that.
And there's only one reason. Kelly McGillis, shout out. There's only one reason we want to do that is we want to alter one crucial scene, which is we want them playing rugby league under the pyramids.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that scene is going to go for 25 minutes. It's going to be an edited version of an entire game where we've got Archie and Frank mixing it up.
Archie and Frank.
Not playing AFL.
Who'd play Archie and Frank these days?
Archie.
Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, I'm done
Can
with
he
him.
Run that fast?
Done
He'd
with
have him. To slim down.
He'd have to slim down.
To be Archie. He's a sprinter.
Nabel.
He could be Frank.
Yeah, I think so.
He'd be Frank.
Nabel.
I'd like to be Frank now. So, let's move on then. Hip drops and hair pulls.
Oh.
So, we've said a bit about the hip drop and the balls out, no flops. This week, though, there was a penalty given against, I can't remember who the player was. Frizzle, that's right. Frizzle.
Ruptured testy.
For pulling the hair of Jerome Luai. Now, Jerome Luai's hair is long, and it was over the back of the jersey. Should never have been a penalty. NFL. The rule in NFL is if it's on your jersey, it's part of your jersey, therefore can be used in the tackle. That's what we need to move to, I think.
They should colour their hair.
This Luai is so vain, he won't tie his hair up. Instead, he's putting little blonde streaks in it and shit. Mm. Tie your hair up, you prick. That's all you
gotta do. He looks like a Karen. Karen Luai, that's what I'm calling him.
Well,
he complains like a Karen.
We've got an easy fix with these terrible haircuts now. You can use the hair to tackle. Once that comes into play, everyone's going to shave their heads like it's like a military.
If you can't touch your hair, what's to stop you growing your hair to your ass, right?
Yeah.
Or someone like me, wow. Mario Fennec and Tim Manor, just cutting the back out of our jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, it's cut the back out. No one can touch it.
Oh, all man, right? It's like Velcro, yeah, right there.
Exactly. I chucked Cam Smith in there too because I did see him down Coogee once, and he went body surfing, and if he crashed into Duke, and they were like Velcro. We needed the beachy to come and pull him apart.
Jesus Christ!
If you got attacked by a shark, the shark would cough up a furball. You want some more?
Yeah. This is not even a conversation. If the hair's there, it's part of you, and
it's part of the jersey.
Same as grabbing your leg.
Yep.
Grabbing your hair.
Ironically, they have no hair on their legs.
No.
They shave their legs, right? Back in our day, Morton, they fucking had beards on their legs.
They
had leg beards.
They had shag pole carpets.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. Because you watch the old games and you're thinking, what's fucking wrong here? And it's all that shag. They all look like Mr. Tumnus.
And then they got like miner's boots on.
Mm.
Mm. And there's been some great hair in rugby league.
There has.
Kevin Hardwick and Kerry Hemsley.
Kevin Hardwick.
I think he's absolute apex of hair. Because he's had that killer mo going too.
Mm. He should have been on the cover of romance novels.
Yeah.
That fucker.
Could have.
Well, the hair. Maybe not the fucking head.
No, everything. With a Balmain jersey and all.
Now, episodes 1 to 30 of this podcast, we brought up probably the greatest atrocity ever, Mahe Fanua.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that.
Is he still playing?
He was England? In England.
He's in England, yeah.
Mm. It's like snake's hair. Like if you cut that and it just goes onto someone, fucking hell, he'll take over you.
There's nothing pleasant about Mahe Fanua's hair.
Or his head.
Mm. What about Kevin Ngama? Straight up.
I don't mind that one.
Fresh Prince.
Yeah, I like that one. I can't, like,
pretty fresh.
Defies gravity.
I saw a kid in Piemont the other day who had the best flat top I've seen in 20 years. Old school flat top.
It comes all flat top.
Yeah. Aquila Uarte just had like
taxi driver.
He had a taxi driver mohawk. Wow. Look at that.
More of that. Yeah. I like that.
He was a footballer who couldn't catch a ball but played Origin.
He's the one that Inglis fucked up. Yeah. Caught him right on the line, flipped the ball out of him, gave it to Merritt.
What about Jamal Idris with the dreads, and then he put it in the two ponytails coming out the side?
All he could do with that hair,
little girl hair.
Wasn't he?
He's lucky. He's actually lucky. Ockenbord didn't fuck him.
Yeah.
Everyone thought Jamal Idris was going to be Latrell Mitchell.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Instead, he was Jamal Idris.
Yeah. What about when Kieran Foran went the Tom Cruise in the samurai fucking shit?
Jesus.
When he was at the Bull. This is when Kieran Foran was at all time low, when he was top nodding at the Bulldogs. That was a cry for help.
Yeah.
One of his many cries for help.
Now, Matt King's, who's Matt King an assistant coach for now? Is it Roosters?
Roosters, yeah.
Yeah, he sits beside Trent. He had a fucking afro deluxe.
Yeah.
Jimmy the Hand had an afro.
He did, didn't he?
I went to a Stone Age concert with him, and he was standing in front of me. Didn't see a fucking thing. 2 hours of his hair in my face. And we made the effort to get there right at the front as well. We were right at the front. We went there early. They came on. He was going, and I've just got a hair.
It doesn't fucking help that he's 7 foot tall either. You know they're coming. They're touring again, Stone Age.
Yeah, in Europe.
Mm, they'll come
in
up.
Australia. Hopefully,
you gonna go soon?
Absolutely.
Interesting. All right.
You're listening to Balls Out No Flops, a rugby league fan cast. Man, I get the boo.
Bill. I always let that one run to the end because it makes me laugh. Funnily enough, I heard Fletcher yesterday on SEN, Brian Fletcher, saying that he wants to bring in Hawaii 5-0 theme as their go-to theme.
This guy's
he's
been,
a listener, mate.
He's been through us before, this guy.
Yeah, he's a listener.
Even he listens his dodgy to little finger.
Yeah. So
if you use Hawaii 5-0, Fletcher, without consulting us, you're going to be walking down the street in the eastern suburbs one day, and I'm going to fold you like fucking Ollam got folded on the weekend.
We're going to mug
just
you
out of nowhere.
I'm going to gnaw your fucking finger off. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do.
Ray's going to gnaw your finger off. I'm going to fold you.
And I'm going to scat. I'm going to scat over the theme song.
Yeah.
Like I did.
And over you, Fletcher. He's going to scat over you
as well.
And
then we're just going to run off.
Well.
With your wallet.
As fast as we can. All right, Dragons Interchange. What the fuck happened there?
Yeah. It's they're...
Explain what happened, Ray.
Well, they an hour before the game, you need to name your side, and that side has to take the field. And they named their side.
A reasonable sort of context.
They named their side, but they put on a different hooker. So I think it was Moses Mbai and I can't remember the other player. They swapped those two players around, and they started with a different lineup, which constitutes a interchange. Unfortunately, so they started the game
right
before a second it was kicked off.
Okay,
they used an interchange, so they were down one interchange straight
that's
away.
Fine. That's good. That's good. It's good for your team, the Raiders.
Yes, of but course it is. But
someone,
just
some is someone white anting fucking Griffin.
When's when's that ever happened?
Half the I've team. Never heard of it. Half the team is.
Well, maybe.
So you know what? If they really wanted to white ant him, all the fucking reserves should have gone on. That would have been four interchanges.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, the Dragons better get their shit together. They're getting into Tigers territory here.
They're very quickly. A
couple more
there.
Years, not soon, because Tigers territory is deep.
That's
inner core.
They need the ring of power.
But they got to get their shit together. They've got a half-decent side, so hopefully they get Desi Hasler or someone. I'm hoping for Desi. He comes back. And they sort their shit out, because right now it's terrible.
What's Desi up to?
Yeah, why isn't he commentating? Why have they got Flanagan commentating and not Desi?
You can't hear him.
Yeah, but that's part of the fucking allure.
He was in Coachella last week.
Was he?
He's playing. Don't say Mitchell. he's playing for his what was his band called? Desi and the Midfield Party Bombers.
Have you got music for this?
No, I don't. But we'll put it on later. But yeah, what a terrible, terrible play from the Dragons.
So we get to the last play of this game.
Yep.
And Saints just do a hit up.
Mm.
Like, there's 5 seconds left.
Like, what the fuck?
You have to score. Yep. They just do a hit up. And 8 Raiders blokes just tackle the hit up.
It would have been a try. I'm telling you, we only had like two players out in the back line. They had like 3-4 players. They would have scored for sure and evened it up. This it was where, a really bad play.
This is where conspiracy theories start.
Like, yeah, that's right.
They didn't want to win.
Yeah, but Hunt is all in on Griffiths. Griffin? Griffiths.
Griffiths.
See, no one even knows his name.
I think he keeps changing it.
No one even knows who he is.
What a dog shit of a match, though, seriously. The tries came from fucking dummy half runs, barge overs, and then
the Raiders. It's a Raiders game.
We went back to just the one out bullshit attack. I don't know. Like, against Brisbane, we threw it around a little bit and we went back to square one again. It was terrible.
Now, at the 72-minute mark, Hudson Young steals the ball.
Your best player.
And runs 80 metres with blood pissing out of his head. And the ball tucked up this under his arm. This is not the first time this man has grabbed something out of someone's hands and just run fuck. No. Like, that was an experienced mugging.
Yeah, there was a handbag painted on it.
This guy has taken handbags before.
That's why they call him Thugson Young.
He's just...
Oof, Jesus.
As he's running towards the side, the try line, he still got sin binned at the last minute as well. Like, he had a big day. He had a big fucking day.
I don't
he's
rate
your best
him.
Player,
no,
mate.
I don't. I can't.
Who's
I
your best player?
At least he tries.
Best player. Oh, mate, that's tough.
Tomoko?
Are we going to White?
Tomoko.
We're not going.
Let's
go
to White. He's next anyway. Let's go
Chris?
To White.
We going Chris?
He's a good player. He's been playing really well under pressure. There's been a few. Corey Horsburgh's turned it on.
Oh,
he's going well.
Now, were we ahead of the Horsburgh curve or what? This guy is obviously becoming a cult figure.
Yeah.
Like,
he has been a totem for us for years.
We picked
talismanic.
This unpeeled potato the first week he played rugby league.
And we peeled him.
And we chopped him up. We diced him. We sautéed him. We didn't eat him.
Nah.
He's turned it around.
We fried him. Shallow fried him. He has turned it around. Well, they're talking Origin, right?
Yeah, fucking hell. They're talking Origin. As soon as someone does fucking one good thing, it's Origin. Right, yeah. He's in Origin. Wyden.
Wyden. One black, one white.
Go on,
one,
what do you guys think?
So he's just, he's 31 years old.
30.
Might be 31. Anyway.
I know. He had his 30th with Littrell. I don't know how that went.
Yeah.
Ended up in jail.
Hudson Young stole someone's bag. So he's saying he doesn't want to play Origin because he wants to up his contract value, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I can't think of any other reason.
I think it's to win a premiership, mate. And it's so good that a player's come out and gone, you know what?
It's exact opposite.
I want to win a premiership.
Just trying to say I will be available.
Yeah.
Mm.
And give me my coin.
So, do you think he's going to sign with you guys, or is he already done deal with the Dolphins?
Oh, he had a shocker, and I don't think he deserves $1.1 million.
Oh,
he's got no kicking game. He's passing games. He's just a runner.
He's a running, he's not 1.1 player who's the wrong side of 30 now.
Yeah. Yep.
So, what are you going to sign him for, what, 4 years? What's he want? How many years?
4 years, 1.1.
So, him at 34, he's not a skill player.
No.
He's not a smart player.
Mm.
So, as his physical prowess just dwindles, what the fuck? You're paying him $1 million? No way.
The Dolphins are going to pay him a fucking shitload, right?
A million as well. They're not, they won't go 1.1.
The Dolphins got plenty of money because they don't even have enough players at the moment. They're in a different...
I don't know where he's going to fit in the Dolphins. You've got O'Sullivan, who's great.
How many times have you asked yourself that question? Where do I fit into this Dolphin?
Yeah. Katoa, they'll drop... There's talk about Katoa going to Union.
But he was meant to be their next sort of big up-and-coming
half. They can play him in the centres. They can play him anywhere.
Yeah.
Lock. I don't know. I think I was thinking he's going to Dolphins, but then I don't know, man. I don't know. And to be honest,
I don't care.
I don't care anymore. Like, I was a bit shocked to start with, but it's obvious he wants a premiership. He's focused on that.
I would just say, there's the door, buddy.
He's not going to get one at the Dolphins.
What would you think of the Raiders moving to Western Australia? I mean, you'd still go to the same amount of games, right? But what would you think? Because when...
It's just stop.
Mudgy. Just the Mudgy
stop.
Raiders.
Just stop.
Home just game's stop. Beautiful. But what would you think?
Cinema. Obviously, you know what I think.
Panavision home game.
Why?
Well, let's move fucking south to Adelaide then.
We can't, mate.
Why can't we, Souths?
We're the club.
South Australia, Souths.
You can go to Adelaide.
No, you're missing my point because...
Let's move the Bulldogs to the Gaza Strip.
You could... That's not a bad idea.
That'd be,
And move the Roosters fan base.
Move the
Tough
Roosters
away
to
game,
fucking,
man. That's an away game.
Israel. Move the Roosters to Israel.
Touch
my foot, you fucking fag. Oopsie. Sorry.
We're moving the Raiders to Western Australia.
I got to say, I didn't mean like...
What about Kalgoorlie?
Yeah.
We're not moving the Raiders unless they're going to Coogee. We've already discussed
Hobart. Go to Hobart.
No, look, but I'm thinking they go to the West Coast. They can establish themselves on the coast, okay? They can attract players.
Like Dirk Hartog in 16-16. Like
they're very similar to Dirk Hartog. They can establish themselves on the coast, so they've got that lifestyle that attracts players. They get dispensation. They get dispensation from the fucking NRL because they want to grow the game anyway, right? They want to grow the game, so they get fucking more salary cap. They send a few of the big players over there.
Just stop. I want another beach. I want Sydney Beach, maybe Mossman area or something like that. Just like, we don't need to go to Western Australia.
They got rid of
Norths,
mate.
Narrabeen Raiders.
You'd love that.
Balmoral. I don't know. Something like that. Something nice.
Now, on a more positive note, is Jared Croker, JC,
yes,
he resurrects at Easter.
Every Easter, yeah.
Yes.
Come on.
Yep.
This is the second coming.
He is.
JC has risen.
Yep. Jesus himself was a great goal kicker.
Are you telling me? He likes
it from the sideline.
And any sort of, from my readings of the scriptures, most of the time.
Which I trust.
Most of the time as an adult, Jesus wore headgear.
He did.
Well, you had to, right?
You did.
Mate, what, you got people throwing rocks at you?
All those Romans.
Yeah. And you guys.
Herod. King Herod.
And he knew that if he got tackled, his hair was fair game.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Jesus,
that's
right. He knew.
Well,
he accepted it.
What position would Jesus? What would Jesus play?
Center for the Raiders. Centers.
You'd go to halves, wouldn't you?
Well, he looks. Nico Hines looks like him. Yeah, so you'd have to say he'd be a half.
He's a 14. He's a number 14.
Oh, Jesus. Comes utility. In,
makes the impact. Wins the game.
I think that's he's a fullback.
Fucks off. And never to be seen again.
I reckon he's a fullback.
Yeah, I could see him as a fullback.
Yeah, nah, 14 impact.
Because playmaker. I got him as a playmaker.
We know the Last Supper was actually a Mad Monday.
Yes.
Like, we know that now. Like, there's actual...
There's 12 apostles and Jesus. That's a team, right? That's 13.
It's a team. Judas is Jack Whiten. That's Judas.
Well, yeah.
But this Croker thing is
I hope he goes uncanny. Well, man.
Was
I hope
he
keeps going.
Cave in Queanbeyan and they just rolled the rock away?
Stability.
And there he was.
We had him hanging off a cross a couple of years ago.
Yeah, you were crucifying
we were crucifying him. And
now he's back.
He needed a break.
How many games is he on? He's on like...
He's about seven off, I think.
Yeah, right. So they'll probably give him to 300 and then fuck him off.
Well, it's going to be hard with Savage back in the mix. Someone's going to miss out. Don't know who. So it's going to be an interesting... but I'm sure we'll have injuries and shit, so...
Croker debuted in 2009.
Dude, that's when I was born.
Wow.
Reborn.
He's a junior club, apart from the Nazareth Crosshangers, was the Goulburn Stockman.
That's
good fucking...
Good stock.
Golden stock.
That's real Anzac, isn't it?
That's fantastic.
He's fucking Anzac Jesus. So that's who he is.
He's Anzac Jesus.
Anzac Jesus.
I mean, write that down. He's Anzac Jesus. I mean, if people aren't seeing what I'm seeing, which is this, he was dead.
Yeah.
This guy was dead.
Yep.
I didn't even know he was playing football. And JC just out of nowhere.
Yep.
Boom.
He wears sandals when he plays footy as well, Croker, if you notice.
I did notice.
Yeah, he doesn't wear
robe.
Your normal football
He's got a
boots.
Robe, a green robe.
Yep.
All right.
Comes in before the game with loaves and fish.
Yep, he does.
Yep. He's got a loaves and fish stand out the front, at the front of the fucking stadium.
What have we got written down so far? What notes have we got so far for Abdo?
We've got Fuck Off Tuesday and Anzac Jesus.
There you go. Continue.
I found out this about my dad, actually. He used to run an illegal sausage sizzle outside of games.
Really?
Down at Parramatta. When the game finished, him and his mates would be cooking sausages and selling them.
There's like no chance I didn't buy muffin multiple times in that era.
Wow. Like, he used to get busted all the time by the cops. Like,
really?
They'd shoo him off, They'd sell sausages.
What did he cook it on?
They'd set up. His friend had an ice cream truck. His friend had like a little kebab sort of truck. They'd drive in there.
Those of you who don't know, Ray is of Turkish descent, so things are adding up here.
As was Jesus.
You know, that's entrepreneur shit right there.
It is. It fucking is. It's like us selling the wigs of the...
Oh, yeah, Pasco.
Pasco wigs out the front. And remember we were going to sell chorizos out the front of the game? Those chorizos from that restaurant in fucking...
Yeah,
Lewisham.
That would have worked. So, right... Jesus Christ Croker is only 500 points behind Cameron Smith. You don't think this is a thing?
500 points.
That's
JC. That's different last year.
Come on, JC.
He's going to need a good seven games. He's going to need a good seven games to get those 500 points. All right, moving on. We got down here Nico for president. Nico Hines. So the raging debate is between whether Luai or Nico Hines will take the number six jersey in State of Origin.
Yep.
For me, Nico's leaps and bounds ahead. But
you've got an agenda, though, against Luai.
Well,
you don't like the guy. Let's be honest.
Look, I'll be honest. I don't like him as a person and as a player. And as a human being, there's nothing about him that I find palatable. So I just sound like him.
Yep. Mate,
I think he's very, very arrogant.
Yes, he is.
For what he is.
He makes a lot of mistakes.
Yep.
Oh, we're playing them on fucking Thursday, tomorrow night. He'll be playing his fucking balls out, his hairy balls, to get the Origin jersey, right?
Against
but he'll make a lot of mistakes. He'll overplay his hand. So
we'll
I'm happy about this. I'm happy. He'll overplay his hand.
I don't think it's up to him anyway. I think Cleary inside him just fucking makes him look amazing. Yeah. So
I don't even think he's number two in the pecking order.
No.
I'd 100% play Matt Burton.
Yeah, I know you'd have Burton.
No, he's
how the fuck is Cody Walker left out of this?
Because he's tried and failed.
He didn't fail, man. He had a
you
good
put
game.
Burton
he
in scored a, good team, a game. He's never failed.
He scored. Mm. Cody Walker scored and set up a try to get us back
if,
in it.
If Matt Burton isn't in the squad, they are hallucinating.
He's 14.
He can play multiple positions.
Nico's your 6 and Matt Burton's your 14. Well, he can cover. He can cover the halves. He can cover outside backs.
We've got too many players, not enough positions here. We've got to really think this through.
If we switch Nico and Matt Burton, do you honestly think Nico would be in this conversation if they switch clubs tomorrow?
You'd be winning more matches. That guy's a fucking magician.
He's pretty good.
He's got decent players around him too, but mate.
Yeah, it's true.
Like I honestly don't think Luai's in the top two, possibly three options for New South Wales. But they will pick him.
But unfortunately,
because they'll pick him because they don't want to piss Cleary off.
And it's Freddie Fittler and Alexander, the Penrith boys. Yep. Like this
Cleary was saying yesterday, though, oh, I'm not sure. I don't want to weigh in. I don't want to say anything. So if he did, he'd say, nah, Luai's the man.
Yeah, but he did say, like, we've got a good connection with Luai. He's done it before. So he's obviously going to lean
the
towards
him. The connection is Isaiah Yeo, man.
Oh, yeah,
let's not forget, last year, we purely lost because of our selections.
Yeah.
That was the only reason. We fucked around with the team so much.
Fuck around and find out.
Why didn't man in the match game one, game three doesn't get picked because he had COVID game two. So fucking what, mate?
Addo Carr doesn't play.
Addo Carr didn't even get
the
selected.
Player of the World Cup at the end of the year.
There's another
golden
one as
player,
well.
Golden boot player.
Trbojevic was in and out of the
That's
team.
That's right.
Jake Trbojevic was in and out of New South Wales. How is he
stupid
not?
Stupid of the selectors.
If Jake Trbojevic was in Queensland, he'd be the first guy picked every time.
Yep.
And he'd probably be captain.
That's right.
If
like, there's no way right. that guy's not straight up
if
origin
us
player.
If three idiots can pick a fucking side right now that will probably win, and those two selectors with all the rugby league smarts in the world,
yep.
obviously they've got an agenda, and I think you're right, and that is to pump up the fucking Panthers profile.
Oh, they love Penrith as well. Greg Alexander loves Penrith.
Yeah.
Part of Luai's problem
is... He lives at Collaroy, though.
Does he
love living there? Yeah, he lives at Collaroy.
Part of Luai's problem at Origin too is he, despite all his bullshit, he doesn't want to mix it up.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to actually get in there and, whereas Nico and Burton, they're quite happy to just get in
there.
Yeah.
See, I'm upset Colin Matangi is out because of the fucking hip drop that went unnoticed, didn't even get a penalty for. He's gone for 6 to 8 weeks.
6 to 8 weeks, yeah.
But he'd be running directly at Luai all fucking night. So Cheekam's been named and I don't rate him.
He's okay, but
you need a fucking wrecking machine running at that cunt.
You know
Campbell
what?
Graham are looking for Origin?
He should be, man.
But you got White and you got Trbojevic, you got Latrell.
Well, White's out.
You know, you got
Trbojevic and Latrell are going to be the centres.
Teddy's going to be fullback.
Teddy's
probably
fullback.
Not, hey?
I'd chuck him on the wing.
Who?
I think we got to play wingers. You got to play wingers on the wing.
Campbell Graham. No, he played for us on the wing a couple of weeks ago, scored 3 tries.
He did when he started as a kid. But
there
is a spot there because surely they're going
to
pick Addo Carr this year.
Yeah.
They're not. If they pick, and I think they might because he's getting near the Roosters record, if they pick Daniel Tupou again for Origin, he's a club player.
He's
not up to it, man. He is not up to Origin.
Who would you take? You could take Campbell Graham over him, right?
100%.
Yeah,
they'll go Suwali.
No, they can't go Suwali. They cannot.
Wouldn't that be controversial?
That sends a fucking wrong message, man.
Wow.
Sends,
you honestly think they will?
I think they will.
They can't.
I think they will.
They can't.
I think the Roosters have got a lot of power in the game. And
but that's a very unpopular decision.
Wow.
But they're idiots.
They can't.
We're not and we realise, they're idiots. They don't know how to pick a team.
Okay, yeah, all right. That's true. I was when you said it, it was like you wanted him in there. And I was angry at you. Sorry. But
you know
you're right.
You know what they should do with Luai?
Never heard you say sorry for getting angry before. Ever.
Yeah.
Luai.
No, it's a mushroom.
It's Native American Indian scalping. They should just bring a knife on and just scalp his fucking skull with his hair and everything.
That'd be fucking great, wouldn't it?
Is Toto playing Origin this year?
Yeah, he'll play.
He's on one wing.
Yeah.
He's on one wing.
And they had Tupou on the other wing. He can't play again.
No.
They won't have Tupou.
Last year's centres for the last game for New South Wales were Burton and Crichton because Latrell and Tommy were both out.
Yeah.
Well, Latrell chose not to play, I should say.
But he'll be there. Latrell will be
centre. Cookie still playing hooker?
He was 14 last year.
Do you reckon, who's Cooker? They had Arpy and Cookie doing the switch.
Yeah. They'll do the same.
If Wyden was playing, would he be in the team? I think he would. He'd be in centres. Mm. And then Trbojevic on the wing.
I think Whiten would be on the bench at best, as because he can play 5'8", centre or fullback.
I'd pick fucking Campbell Graham over Tom Trbojevic in the centres.
Whoa. You're full of agendas today, mate. You've got agendas coming out left, right, and center. Dossier full of agendas.
A dossier. Wow. Talk me through. I mean, Campbell Graham's form is better than... I'm going on form.
Talking about mushrooms.
Yeah.
Angus Crichton's back this week.
Yeah, ooh, that's true.
Now, is he going to turn up in the right jersey? What's going to happen
it's
here?
It's going to be a big Mario with the mushroom one-up t-shirt.
Oh, that's good. I'd love to see that.
Crichton's back.
Yeah.
That rumour just got did the rounds and then did the rounds again and again. Yeah.
You know,
and again.
You know, you know, you gave him the mushrooms. Seabold.
Yeah, they got him in Amsterdam. We've all been there. We've all done it. But some of us came back all right.
This is, yeah. I mean, this is the biggest comeback since Jared Croker.
Since Lazarus.
This is.
Since Glenn Lazarus.
What if he comes back like an unbelievable player and then all of a sudden everyone just starts doing mushrooms?
All the trips.
You can just see.
And then your trips are going to be to Amsterdam. Yeah. People are going to be sitting there eating fucking golden teacher.
You and, can see three plays ahead, you know. He just knows the game.
So they're back on they're playing Anzac Day.
Yeah.
There's got to be a Crichton cam. There should be a Crichton cam.
He starts talking to himself.
Yeah. He starts,
or he just takes off his boots and starts doing sock puppet shit.
I see him just picking flowers on the field and smelling them and looking up and just talking to the moon.
I want
to
see.
Don't tackle him, man.
I want to see Crichton cam.
Yeah. Crichton cam.
And I want him to lock in on whatever stupid shit he's got written on his wrist.
Yeah.
He's going to have something ridiculous written on his fucking wrist.
It'll be in ancient Aramaic, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Magazine, they'll take commentary in the Saturday Review, and let's see, Newsweek. I grab one of these. Take them all.
$1 and a quarter. Hey, Ralph, how much is a copy of Orgasm?
Just put them in a bag, will you?
What?
Orgasm. This man wants to buy a copy. How much is it?
Doing a sociological study on perversion. I'm up to advanced child molesting.
All right. Advanced child molesting by Woody Allen. Who'd have thought?
Can I just bring one thing up before we roll?
Yeah.
I just remembered this. So after the round, last week's round, NRL.com, they've got the ladder. It's all adjusted. And for quite some time, it's done. It's over. It's like 10 o'clock at night. And they still had the Tigers on zero. They wouldn't even give them the points for the bye.
Oh, wow.
Fuck me, dude.
Some people weren't impressed by that.
I bet.
Some Tigers fans were not impressed.
Poor old Tigers. And fucking Dewey out for up to 18 months. That's two seasons.
Wow.
Two seasons.
Do you bother? Young man, I know, but wow.
Yeah, he's got to do something. Look, guys have come back from this. Benji came back from stuff like that. I think, I don't know, I really feel for the kid. I really feel for the kid. I like him a lot. But, 2 years out is going to be fucking tough. And what do the Tigers do? When's his contract up?
Yeah, this is the thing.
Get him over to the guy that's done Latrell's knee and Trbojevic's knee and Pappenhausen's knee, I guess. See what can be done, but poor kid. Feel for him.
Yeah, anyway, Tigers, you eventually got given your 2 points for the bye. NRL thought it over.
I just got an email from the little wizard. This is live, actually. Our journalist in Woolloomooloo. Who were the worst NRL teams of all time? This is an article that was written. The first one was 1966 Eastern Suburbs, Roosters. Okay. They went pretty much smashed for 18 games straight. The 1999 Western Suburbs Magpies.
They were awful. Shout out to Biff. I think he went to every game.
That's not that long ago. So leaked an incredible 944 points in 24 matches.
Fuck hell.
Average of 40 per game.
100 wow. points.
Oh my every game. God. And then you had the Gold Coast Seagulls in 1993.
I think Tommy coached that team.
Yeah, that Mario played for him too.
And Magpies team.
Wow. And yeah, and then it's all just, I think the Tigers are going to make that list probably in a couple of years' time.
Yeah, could do. All right, so we've got
South Sydney 2006. That was your dark time.
Yeah, I had a fucking, why have my season ticket since 2000? So wow. Yeah, I sat through a lot of
Nathan
shit.
Nathan Merritt was a top try scorer in the comp in the worst team.
Yeah, twice, I think.
Quite remarkable.
Yeah, I think he did that twice.
Yeah.
All right, Judas Roosters, Morton.
Wow.
More biblical references.
They've cut 20-year-old Origin aspirant Sam Walker.
Yeah.
Just, you're out of here. You're the whipping boy.
Being
it's
dropped.
It's your fault that we're 3-3. You don't get to play on Anzac Day.
Yeah. Oh, this will do you Anzac good Day. Yeah.
Going
biggest
back.
Biggest crowd they're going to get.
Against Dragons as well. That's how you play in the form.
Has he been that bad? Now, we've seen this
I've
movie
never rated
before.
Him.
Yeah.
Never rated him.
But we've seen this. They did this with Kyle Flanagan and wrecked him too.
Wow. That'd be good. Move him along.
This was in the Lost episode. And my theory on Sam
Lost
Walker is he's like a Hollywood child star. You know, he starts off with fucking, you know, this guy's going to be the best. He's
Macaulay Culkin?
Macaulay Culkin style. And then
it's Culkin
he's going to you know, fiddled with or something's going to happen and he's going to be like that. What's his name? Oh, forgot his name.
Oh, yeah. The guy that came out.
Yeah, he's called out all the Hollywood people for
molesting
Michael
him.
Jackson as well, yeah. All that. And that's what Sam Walker's
Corey.
Be. Corey, that's right. Corey Feldman. Here's the
so
Corey
from
Feldman.
Macaulay Culkin to Corey Feldman.
He's going to come out and say,
what a
Fittler
journey,
did
Sam
this
Walker?
To me. Trent Robinson did this. You know, he's going to be a classic Hollywood child star.
Alleged. Let's just stick the word alleged all over that. Plastered all over the top.
Is Sam Walker's problem the guy throwing him the ball from dummy half?
He hasn't clicked, has he?
Oh, he's been playing all right, but
he did barge over tries. Service at a dummy half is dog shit.
We didn't talk about this last week when they played the Storm, right? And the fucking NRL, not the NRL, fucking Fox just pumped it up. Mm. The cheese, going back against his old club. They fucking made it look like this huge thing, and he was fucked. It wasn't the cheese, it was the dick cheese. It was smegma. It was fucking smegma. Hot, dripping, German sauna smegma. That's what they served us. So, yeah, I think he's an issue. I think he's a problem.
And the
smegma.
I think he's very overrated, the cheese.
Yeah.
At dummy half, maybe, but I think he's a good player. I think he's a real good player.
Well, he's probably better off in lock.
I don't even put him on Brie level.
No. He's not having fucking Kraft fucking singles.
At best.
Fucking
and
nuts.
He's at craft single. When you try and take the plastic off, it all just fucking rips.
Yeah, it falls apart.
That's what he is.
Fuck that guy.
You're at craft single.
He's talking about Brie.
No, he's not a Gorgonzola.
Fucking nowhere near it. Come on. You upset me now.
He's the same as Keary. So Sam Walker and Keary are the same player. You can't have the
correct.
Same player
he's better, though.
Running around. Well, that's it. So they've just got Marnie at 5'8 is going to be a fucking revelation.
Yeah, he's good.
If we're talking biblical, he's going to be. He's not going to lose that spot now after this weekend's game, I think. It's going to be very hard for Sam Walker to make it back into the team because Manu at 5'8, come on.
Does Sam Walker slot straight into the West Tigers? That's my question to you.
Well.
Fucking knows.
If he wants to make the world's worst team.
It's pretty fair to say there's a few people underperforming at the Roosters and they pick out the kid.
And how good is it?
They pick out the kid.
They pick out the one that's going to... Casper the Ghost, that's going to put up the least fucking resistance.
Yep.
How good is it, the team that gets first pick of all the players, they everything. Get spoilt, the spoilt kid in rugby league, and here they are fumbling around now. Ooh, well, you know what to do. And Mr. Trent Robinson, you've got the best fucking team, the best squad. So if you don't fire, mate, you are a shit coach.
He was handed the best roster in NRL history.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much.
Well, we had Sonny Bill and fucking Cooper Cronk.
Constantly. Also, yeah. Exactly. Constantly. Come on. Just got.
Okay, so that's interesting. Yeah. Judas Rooster.
Mate. So he does this a bit, Trent. He hits the easy targets.
Yeah.
Easy targets, mate.
Just because you speak French. Doesn't mean we love you.
Impress us, you motherfucker.
No way.
No way. Just on Kyle Flanagan, for some reason, Sorrell has picked him at 5'8 this week and Burton at half.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm.
Is he just shuffling him towards the sideline?
Yeah, just further out of his centre, then wing, and then go.
That's what it feels like.
All right. Going back to Trent Robinson quickly.
Yes, Stewart, please.
Ricky Stewart won a grand final with the Roosters. Like, yeah, it's easy.
He was also a fucking... Yeah,
that's what I mean, though. Okay, yep, that's yep, what yep, I mean. Yep, like, yep. You know, anyone could win a grand final. Does that make him an all-time great coach? If he goes to another team and wins a grand final,
then I'll applaud him. Go to West and win a grand final.
Go to West.
And then we'll fucking talk.
Go to West in 1999 and win the grand final.
Yeah.
Speak your French out there at Arana Park. Yeah. See how they take to it. None.
Right. So, a chess-like compromise.
This is interesting.
Well, just quickly, okay.
Everything else we're going to do is interesting.
We missed the other one, which was, anyway.
Oh, tactics with Ray. Sorry, yeah. Tactics
with Ray. Well, we're running out of time.
I prefer tactics with Ray.
Time is a construct.
Well, just quickly.
That's true.
All my tactical prowess comes.
Can't wait to be in.
No, just quickly, grand final. Oh, it's all about grand final for me. I have plays up the yin yang for grand final. These are plays that you can only do once, and then that's it. You can't do it again.
Wow.
So I've mentioned a few before, but basically,
here we go.
14-all grand final, 5 to go. You're attacking 30 out front of the posts. You have your prop. Wound up.
It's the Raiders fence. With the ball.
Yeah.
Let's give it context.
Back fence. He just bolts up, grabs the ball, runs, and just before the tackle, dips down a little bit, cops a swinging arm in the head. So all he has to do is fall into the tackle.
Mm-hmm.
You get a penalty straight in front. That's what I got. Oh, the dip. I don't know.
The dip shit.
That's one there. That's defensive line. Like now.
That's good.
It's up to the, apparently it's up to the defensive player to fucking, do the right thing. What are they using?
You use the defensive player's body.
Yeah, because as soon as you hit the head it's a penalty.
Yeah.
It's a penalty. So
what about you got head first. You run up to the line, and just before you get to the line, you turn around and slowly run away.
Yeah.
And that's almost a guaranteed hip drop.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
You want to run away like Sam Walker last year. Remember that game where you ran backwards? Yes. But you run very slowly, and whoever tackles you, it's going to be from behind. Hip drop.
I had a mate that played out in Griffith. No, Grafton.
Griffin or Griffey?
It was Grafton. No, it was Griffin. And they Griffin. They had a tactic. He used to play country league, and they had a tactic called Stuff It. Right? And the tactic was one of them would put the ball up their jumper.
Yes.
They'd all walk around with their hands up going, where's the ball? Where's the ball? And when the other side was confused, the ball would come back out and they'd run through. Stuff it was cool.
That's why you can only do that in grand final because you only do it once.
Grand final? Could we put that in there, please?
And my, just one quick one. This is outlandish, but it will work. Play the ball 2 metres out, 14 all again, grand final.
You love 14. Okay. Right?
Well, it's a draw at the moment. That's 5 minutes
left. That's my father-in-law's favourite score. By
is
the way.
It? 14-0. Okay. It is a good scoreline, 14-0. You put the fullback on your shoulders. The most athletic athletic prop puts the fullback on his shoulders. Dummy half throws it to the fullback on the shoulders. Prop runs ahead. You can't tackle the man without the ball. He either is going to get tackled and it's going to be a penalty, or he's just going to throw the fullback over the defensive line, over the try line, and it's a try.
Fucking hell.
How are they going to adjudicate that?
So we need a light fullback.
Yeah.
Dane Laurie.
Dane Laurie, big guy.
Hayes Perrin.
It'll be a penalty.
Hayes Perrin for the Bulldogs. He's pretty light.
What's that guy? Campbell for Titans?
Oh, you could throw the shit out of him.
Yeah, that's right. Jaden Campbell.
I love that. I love that. Call that the trebuchet.
Trebuchet.
Trebuchet. Just catapult the fucking fullback over.
Well, and the, you can't rule against it because what are they breaking any rules then?
Could you slingshot? Could you get put the ball up the jumper, get a player each side and slingshot his arms, boom, 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 backwards and forwards and just fucking throw him into the defence?
Yeah, the Griffith Group 20 Rugby League. Some good teams.
Yeah?
The Griffith Black and White Panthers.
Okay.
Black and White Panthers. The Leighton Greenies.
Leighton Greenies.
Wow.
I'll tell you which team when you get to it.
The West Wyalong Mallee Men.
They're the best names, man. They're the best names.
The Yanko Hawks.
No.
The Yenda Blue Heelers.
What area is this again, sir?
Group 20, Griffith.
Griffith.
Yeah.
Group 20.
You got your Hay Magpies. The Griffith Waratahs. They're in recess this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Damn fucking shame.
Players.
Really.
Virgo was captain for that team.
They used to be the Batlow Tigers, but they're gone.
Okay.
How about the Narrandera Lizards? There's a team I could get behind.
on Ferguson, I wouldn't mind South signing him, you know? Fergo? Just get him on a fucking pay-for-play contract. Get him in the... I think he'd be fucking good right-side winger.
He'd be like a crackhead, play-for-play. Like, like just for him to get money for each game, he would give it his all,
yeah,
mate.
Exactly.
Like a crackhead. He would do anything for that money. So that's a good idea.
Yeah,
so.
I'd be happy if South signed Fergo.
Blake Ferguson.
Blake Ferguson. For 1 year, get him in. He's fit.
What about
week to week?
What about you just say, at the end of the season, we'll fix your nose according to your form?
Yeah? Look, I reckon he fucking plays for an Opal card first. First game, Opal card.
Opal card, and then build up from there. Yeah.
Like, you're going to need one of those construction cranes when they're working on his nose. Like, that thing.
Yeah.
That's a hellish thing, isn't it?
It's the size of it, for starters. It's fucking unbelievable.
All right, so let's do our predictions.
It's Anzac week, isn't it? The Raiders have got a bye this week.
So, really?
Anzac Jesus.
No, you don't, do you?
Anzac Jesus.
Yeah, we do.
Really?
Anzac Jesus takes the weeks off. There you go. Just
but isn't
the
War Memorial in Canberra? I feel that
it's
a slight
on
the great Anzacs that fought for this country that Raiders don't play.
Mm. Wow.
Who's playing what this week?
Well, we've got South's got Panthers.
Rabbits, first. Panthers, Thursday
big
night.
Big game. I don't know.
We haven't beaten them in five matches, but yes. I think we might get them.
They're going up. You're sort of going as
I'll tell you this. If
him.
We get to 12 men, if they get sin bin, we'll fucking flog them.
Which they will.
Another great field goal, Cleary.
Yeah.
I think Panthers are going to do you guys.
I think we'll get him because Liam Martin's out and he tore us up.
I'm going South.
Are you coming?
I might. Penrith just beat Newcastle.
When's Liam Knight coming back? Is he South still?
Yeah, they were saying.
Because I heard
he's due to come back soon.
Game changer.
There you go. Anyway. It's the season. Para Broncos.
This is at
Darwin.
Ooh.
Broncos. So I'm going South, you're going Penrith, you're going South.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Up in Darwin, Broncos have caused upsets previously
Broncos.
With an in-form Eels team, but...
You know how you hate country games? Mm. I hate this one.
Yeah, this one's
fucked. It's too sweaty.
Yeah.
There's a lot of moths, too.
Everyone makes me uncomfortable.
Sweaty, there's moths.
When they pack down for a scrum in Darwin, I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, what's his name? What's the... Brad Arthur will have like four crates of water instead of his usual...
it's sloppy.
I'm happy for the good people of Darwin. My take on the Eels after last week's game is they should have put 50 on the Bulldogs. Bulldogs were in absolute disarray. They had no one, injuries. They had guys playing on one leg. And Parra didn't really put that game away until 10, 15 minutes from the end.
I'm going Bronx.
Yeah, any good team should have lapped the Bulldogs last week.
I think Eels aren't too far off. There's just a few things they need fixing, but I think just this week, Broncos.
Bulldogs, Sharks. Sharks.
Yeah.
Sharks.
Tractors. Knights.
Big game.
Taumalolo out for 6 weeks.
This is a big game for the Tractors. This is huge.
No Taumalolo.
Panic stations.
I'm going. You got to go Knights. Jackson Hastings has been fucking, and Tyson Gamble have been fucking.
They should have beaten Penrith.
Very good, mate.
They should have beaten Penrith last week.
Good field goal, Tyson Gamble.
Yeah,
not bad at all.
Very surprised with Newcastle. They're going so well, man. Considering that they're one of the teams that have had a lot of injuries, but they haven't whinged and moaned about it. Like, and is Kalen Ponga back?
Apparently, he's back. Yeah. Ponga's back. I think so that'll fuck him.
Yeah, he's playing 5-8 apparently. Now, what's going on at the Tractors? Like, you've got Drinkwater, Felt, Hiku, these guys in the back line, and you let Tobias Fido walk to the Dolphins.
Yeah. Like, he's playing very well.
He was, and it's not a revelation he's a gun. Like, he was a good player from the moment he walked in, and they've let him walk.
They let fucking Ponga walk too.
It's pretty wild. Like, they let some good players go.
I think someone's put the spell on the Warlock. I think the Warlock has been outspelled himself.
Yep.
Voldemort.
Something's going on. It's the draw, mate. Yeah. That's the spell. They've got to actually play some good teams now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So we're all going...
go to Knights.
Knights on that.
It's going to be a close one. Although, you know what? I've been realising the fucking drop-off effect. When a team really gets up and plays good against a good team, the week after, they can't back it up.
Yes.
So I'm going to go Cowboys in that one.
Dolphins, Titans. Now, if you want to know what not to do in defence in the NRL, people, take 10 minutes and watch Cody Nikorima play for the Dolphins.
Mm.
He is so bad in defence.
Okay.
It's possibly all-time bad.
Yeah.
So if you watch him with the ball and you think, why doesn't this guy play? Why is he always in and out of teams? He will do anything to avoid tackling someone. It is fucking wild. They do get Kafusi back this week.
Felice.
Our new...
Felice.
Man, their bench, the Dolphins, is almost a cult hero bench at this stage.
Mm.
Jared Wallace, Mark Nichols, Ray Stone.
Oh, come on.
And I don't know who Kurt Donahue is.
Kurt Donahue.
But I like. If I can get Edric Lee in there. If Edric Lee was the fourth guy on that bench.
That's the Rolling Stones.
That's exactly what it is.
Fuck me, dude.
All they need is a fucking drummer. That's all they need.
I think I'll have to go Dolphins.
It's a tough one.
Kafusi back. Kafusi on fucking Fifita. That'll be something, won't it? If he can put a big hit on Fifita.
Please do. Tigers Manly at Campbelltown Sports Stadium.
Game of the round.
4 o'clock Sunday.
This is
prime
the game.
Time, baby.
This is drama. This is like psychological thriller, this one. That's
a horror show. This is what this fuck it is.
I'm going Tigers.
Tigers, yeah.
Yeah, just for the fucking hell of it, right?
They're close, mate. They're going
to
win one.
Close to
they're
what?
They're going
to
win one. They're going to win one soon.
They haven't got shit. There's players I've never heard of in this team.
Have Manly lost a few?
They're looking pretty solid. Josh Alloway's a good bloody...
Yeah.
He's a good player, isn't he?
He doesn't like the LGBTQIA+ community.
No.
Fuck, it's a mouthful.
It is.
Morgan Harper.
More ways than...
Morgan Harper, is this guy for real? What is Morgan Harper?
I'll tell you what he is. He's a knockoff Cliff Lyons blow-up sex doll.
Is Cooper Johns any good?
No.
I don't think he is either.
He's young.
He's serviceable.
He's still young. There was glimpses the other day, but yeah, he had a couple of really bad kicks that screwed him up. But
he's serviceable, but yeah, he's not. If he wasn't Matty Johns' son, he wouldn't get a run.
What impact could Aaron Woods possibly make off a bench? Apart from just leaving a dent in the fucking bench.
Yeah.
Like, this guy.
The Cannon German.
I don't understand.
He's back.
And I forgot how big Sipley is.
He's big.
He's fucking enormous.
He should be changed from Sipley to Quaffley.
He's a fucking Scully. What do we got here? Roosters Dragons. This is a game I watched. I always want it to be a good game. And it's not going to be.
Nah.
They're going to destroy them.
Yeah, especially with Manu.
Manu 5'8 changes everything, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you reckon Paul Kent's already got his Tuesday, Wednesday night fucking griff thing going? Because after this game, it's just going to be pile on.
How many fucking emergency meetings do the Dragons have? They have like 3 penciled in every fucking season, right?
Yep. Yeah, it's like
they
a fire
drill.
They must
get extra money for them.
Yeah.
They must get like fucking time and a half. Time and a half for an emergency meeting. Let's have one. Quick, boys.
Now, to be a St. George fan with this, the greatest history in rugby league just about, and to watch this shit show, It's absolute.
It's pretty bad at the moment, isn't it? They got rid of McGregor. It all started with McGregor.
McGregor!
And they've got to get Desi in, mate. They can't get another Dragons Desi's coaching.
The man.
They can't get another Dragons
coaching. Oh, fuck, I miss Desi. I miss him.
Yeah, I do too.
I think he's the man for the job.
He should get onto one of those.
He's last hurrah.
You know, that Swift or whatever it is, the wish thing where you can just. You pay and they'll read out a message to you.
He might be.
If he's on that, I'm going to get him to fucking. I'm going to send him some stuff. I might
read your story or something.
Yeah, but get him to read something, you know, fucking with a bit of gravitas. Maybe King Lear or something.
Here's the most meh pack in the rugby league at the moment: Zane Musgrove, Moses Mbai, Blake Laurie, Ben Murdoch, Masilla, Jack Bird, Jack DeBellin. Meh.
Murdoch's
been
where,
dropped, hasn't he?
He's named for this.
That's where the problems are.
Honestly,
that's where the problems are.
That's just nothing.
Their fullback is going really well, Sloan. I thought he was really dangerous last week against the Raiders, and he's good. You've got a pretty good back line, but it's the forwards.
We did talk about when Hudson was running away for the Raiders last week. Mm. If you get to see that try again, look in the background at Moses Sully chasing. I'm very confident I could beat Moses Sully over 50.
Yeah, foot race.
I'm super confident.
Especially some yoga girls in front of you.
I could beat him over 50, mate.
All right, so that's it. There's
one more game. But,
is there?
Yep.
Warriors, Melbourne. Melbourne, down in Melbourne. Come on, you Warriors.
That's a big game.
That's a biggie.
In Melbourne?
Yeah, I think...
That should be in New Zealand.
I agree. Yeah.
We've got one game in... We've got the big totally game in Australia. Agree. That should be in New Zealand.
You know, it should be in the Arafura Sea.
Yes.
Just saw your head split there. It should be. Come on, it's halfway.
It should be.
Should be on a fucking aircraft carrier in the Arafura Sea. That's where it should be playing.
It should be playing in some like gutted building in Christchurch that got trashed by an earthquake.
Yep.
It should be playing in there.
That's good. That's
if like it's Anzac fighter. Ground, Australia, New Zealand, you're right. The other game should be in New Zealand.
Should be.
100%.
Should be.
Yeah, fucking get it together, NRL. Write that down. That's another one for Abdo. It's just ACK round. It's not Anzac round. It's ACK. There's no New Zealand in it.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, I'm writing.
ACK round, Abdo.
All right. Gotta go to the toilet.
If I see Abdo, I'm going to hip drop him. You put me in the same room as Abdo, I'll hip drop him.
I can arrange that. All right, so that's it.
Crackdown on Abdo.
For this week.
I love a crackdown.
I put your crackdown. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for next week. We went a bit long this week.
Follow us, guys. Spread the word. Spread to your footy mates. Just keep it pumping and follow us. And I think
subscribe. Subscribe to our podcast.
Like us.
How hard is it to hit fucking like?
Yeah,
like. A lot of people that get in contact with us don't have any socials. So that's the crowd we pull.
Yeah.
But
how the fuck did they manage to get a?
I don't know.
Understand what a podcast is then.
Well, we've still got some people who are fucking worried about Y2K bug.
That's true.
Following us. Sending us letters.
All right.
I think next week will be Wednesday still because of Anzac Tuesday, but I think the week after that we might start doing Tuesday. So stay tuned. This is why you got to get on the socials.
Even
though we don't get on there.
We don't, We're fucking terrible. We're terribly lazy. Also, if you like, listen to Duke and Leon's School of Life. You'll get a few laughs. You'll laugh, you'll cry. You'll masturbate. Bye now.